This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. Bugman, I believe you got a question for us today.
Yeah, so I enjoy watching movies. I enjoy watching TV. And, you know, what gets me about most things is, so my mother, she introduced me to musicals like, you know, the one that comes to mind is Hello, Dolly, or something like that. And
yeah.
And I'm going to be honest.
Or something more modern, like Hamilton, like a stage production like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, I don't mind admitting that I enjoy some of those. I can't tell you why. Maybe that's for another episode, figuring out why the Bugman likes musicals.
I'll go all day on a musical. I love musicals.
I really do, too. But, you know, For us to love them so much, and for obviously them to be so widely accepted, why don't we go around singing all the time? What's stopping us from behaving right now, today, as Hamilton?
Why is this a podcast? Why isn't this a song?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
We should be singing.
Why am I not singing right now? Why am I not singing right now? What's stopping me from doing that?
All
right,
so when you're out killing bugs.
Yep.
You know, when you're out taking care of business.
Every day.
Murdering some little insects.
All the time.
Do you sing? Like when you're crawling up under somebody's house, you singing about it?
To be honest, the times that I do, it's to forget about where I am in the moment. And because it's a nasty place, or, you know, the people are being mean to little old me, or
I wouldn't want to be crawling up under somebody's house, too.
You know, it's not that bad.
You got to drown out the toilet noises somehow. Oh, and if the only way to do it is to sing, I'm singing.
Or if the floor, is falling down on you, you know, do I have the ability to come up with a song, you know, hello, floor, don't fall on me, floor, you know, or something like that.
Well, look, I mean, that's how they do it in these musicals.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how they do it in these musicals.
That's right.
Some dude gets hit in the face with a bat and he's off singing the song all the way to the hospital.
Yep, or that's somebody else is singing about how they're sorry that they hit him with the baseball bat.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Mr. Man.
Directly into it.
And that's right. Yeah. And it makes everything, you know, it makes everything so much more romantic. Mm-hmm. Even though they're being shoved into this relationship that they don't want to join, or they're being coerced to do something that they don't want to do.
Yeah, dude, they're singing songs.
Or they're vandalizing the town. They sing a song out about it, and it seems fine.
Right. Okay. Well. Okay. Let's say this. All right. So you're heading to where are you heading? All right. You're heading to the Sam's Club.
Yep. Sam's Club.
You're on your way to the Sam's Club.
Great store.
Yeah, and you're thinking, you know, I'm going to sing me a song.
Yep.
I'm going to sing me a song about heading on my way to the Sam's Club.
Yep.
What are the lyrics of that song?
So, and you know, it's not, I have to come up with lyrics on the moment, and I also have to sing loud. Yep. There's not any musical that I can think of that's successful, movie, Broadway show, whatever, where no one can hear what you're saying.
Oh, right. Yeah, you got to sing loud.
So I have to come out of the vehicle singing to the top of my lungs.
Oh, now see, that's bold, because whenever I sing at the top of my lungs, but I'm in the car.
Yep, exactly.
Because
exactly.
I don't want anybody hearing me.
But you're not benefiting the audience whatsoever if no one can hear you.
Exactly.
So we have to assume that you're in the parking lot singing, welcome to Sam's Club. Well, there you go. Maybe, hey, listen,
whenever I write my own music, listen, when I'm doing my musicals in my head and I'm dancing around, it's like short and sweet into a goofy tune. That's usually what it is.
Short,
like belting
sweet.
Belting it out, I'm going to the Sam's Club.
Oh, no,
and I don't even know the rest of that song. I'm going to the Sam's Club, baby. Are you coming with me?
Baby, girl. Yeah, exactly. And then at that point, everybody comes up behind you and dances with you.
Yes.
Like step for step is behind you.
Dude, if I could just bust out of my car, if I could just drive up to the Sam's Club, bust out of my car singing, I'm going to the Sam's Club, and then like 50 people just start walking behind me like, we're going to the Sam's Club.
Yep.
We're dancing all the way in there.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't even have to buy anything. That would make my day.
Yep. Yep. You'd just go in there and grab the first thing just to keep their attention so that they keep following you. But you know, maybe it's on us too. Like maybe we would not be comfortable with a bunch of people behind us clicking their heels with no music. Keep in mind, There's no background music. Keep in mind that you're singing to no rhythm.
Right.
They're dancing to no tune. You're just a cappella in that thing.
Yep.
So here we are. Welcome to the Sam's Club. I'm getting down in this dub. What
on aisle 33?
On aisle 33, where you can find me in the Sam's Club. See? There you go.
You made up the whole song. Now, see, look, here's what I think. I think people are already doing this.
Yeah.
I think people, because I know I do this, I think people are already singing songs all the time, either in their head, but mostly in their car.
Yeah.
Okay, because I do this.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm weird, but I sing songs in my car when I'm headed places. So I'm already living this life of a Broadway musical star in my car. So but I am not bold enough, and I think others are not bold enough to get out of the car and sing that song.
So what's stopping you?
I could have a job.
Is somebody else joining you?
Yeah.
You know, because they do have one man show.
This is a community project here.
It's got to be. It's got to be, or it doesn't work. And it can't be a flash dance thing. I mean, because they have music, everybody is waiting on you. This would have to be, you know, nobody knew that Hello Dolly, that she was going to burst in the parade and interrupt things and start a dance or whatever happens there.
Yeah.
But they join in with her anyway. They trust her lead.
And they do, too.
And they follow.
And
I would. I mean, I think that I would. I hope that I would. But, you know, I'd probably, in reality, call the cops. I'd say, this lady is interrupting my piece. But it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
You know, it should be.
So are you out singing other, like, are you just keeping this private? Like, this is something that you're asking this question, but you really are already doing this, too, and.
You know,
you just want this to be a thing so you can do it in public?
I think I'm waiting. I think I'm waiting on the right person, to come along and sweep me off my feet, musically speaking, and take me on this wonderful musical adventure.
And get you singing.
And get me singing and two-stepping or whatever.
Yep.
And swinging from the rafters if I can reach them and whatever. Maybe that's what I'm waiting on personally. And for those of you out there who have this conviction of I should be out singing, maybe you should.
Yeah.
You know, it's on you. It's not on me.
All right, well, play me up some lyrics then from one of your business meetings. Like, what are you doing in the office with all the other bug men?
Mm.
What y'all singing about?
All right, so we're singing about, baby. Your numbers are down.
Hold on. Every song starts with baby.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
You're going to have to go out and kill some bugs. Come on. You got to go out and make them customers happy. And then we get up and we jump on the table and we dance around and I'm lifting people over my head. And
I got to see this movie.
Oh, man.
I got to see
Kickstarter
now. Hey,
we're
folks
funding
right
this
there,
thing.
Donate to the Kickstarter.
Kickstarter's starting, and we're going to need about $500,000, and most of that's going to be going to my fabulous wardrobe.
Dude, we're writing this. We're writing this musical about
doing it.
About the bug men in their office getting it along and getting out there and killing some bugs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And getting, you know,
yep.
And having these friendship bonds built
over
the course of murdering tiny insects.
Man, that's what it's about. I mean, there's got to be pain in the love.
Yeah.
There's got to be love in the insecticides. You know, it's all got to mesh together, musically speaking, and the choreography has to be spot on.
All right. Here. You're mixing poison.
Yep.
All right.
Mm.
Let me get some lyrics about you mixing poison. I mean, we're talking about some straight fire lethal stuff.
Baby.
Give me some. Yeah, baby. Okay, give me some lyrics about mixing that poison up.
Baby, I'm mixing this ounce in this gallon of water, girl. Because I'm coming to your house, honey. And I'm going to lay this down in your yard. And then you ain't going to get no bugs. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty good.
You feel me there?
Bugman songs do not have to rhyme.
No, they don't have to rhyme.
It doesn't have to rhyme at all.
Well, maybe they should, but honestly, if we're going to start this thing, it may as well be a revolution.
Yeah.
So if we're figuring this out, if we're putting a period on this sentence, maybe we're saying the musical has already started. It's already started in you. It's already started in me. Man, it just needs to come out, girl.
That's right.
Come on, baby.
Bring it home.
Bring it home.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to go out on this one just like we should have started it.
Amen.
This is a musical. Brother, this come is on. Some guy.
Baby, I'm
and
book
the
man. Girl.
That was off key. Figure things out.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.